Michelle Stark, food editor at the Tampa Bay Times, has been writing about how to eat well even when we're eating emergency supplies. She gave WUSF's Robin Sussingham, host of the Zest podcast, some tips on what to look for when you're stocking up for the long haul.
In terms of what is always good to have on hand in your pantry, you know, coronavirus pandemic or not, hurricane or not, I think beans, canned beans. A lot of people are talking about beans right now. If you're like me and you're into kind of like heirloom beans, which are typically a little fancier, dried beans that come from companies like Rancho Gordo, those are a fun thing to stock up on right now. Those take a little more time to cook, but you know, if you're home with nothing to do, that'll give you a project. Chickpeas are one of my favorite things to have on hand always, because you can do a million things with them. So if I was going to go to the store and buy one sort of canned product, it would definitely be a can of chickpeas.
A can of chickpeas.
Yeah.
Okay, so beans, number one. What else?
Beans, number one. I think the chicken broth or stock, any sort of, you know, carton of broth is great to have. I would definitely try to have at least four or five of those on hand at any given time. Soups and stews are a really nice thing to make right now. They're comforting. They can feed a lot of people. They don't dirty that many pots. And if you have kind of a broth that's already been created in one of those cartons, you know, it just comes together so much easier. If you're shopping for that stuff anyway, just make sure that you're shopping for stuff that you're actually going to eat.
That's the best advice, really.
Yeah. I've done this a lot, and I get kind of, you know, into hoarding mode, and then I just take a look 6 months later, and it's really clear the stuff that I like to eat and the stuff I don't.
Okay, what else?
So in terms of canned products, another thing that I always have is some sort of canned tomato, whether that's whole peeled tomatoes, diced tomatoes, tomato sauce, pureed tomatoes. Those can be used in many different ways. You can make a simple tomato sauce with some ground beef if you happen to be able to find that. You can use diced tomatoes in a soup. I made stuffed shells the other night and basically just, you know, stuffed some pasta shells with cheese and then poured a just regular can of tomato sauce on top and then seasoned it with some salt and pepper and garlic, and it was delicious. I also think canned coconut milk is kind of underrated in terms of, you know, creating like stews and sort of creamy dishes like that. I add that to, you know, a lot of my bean soups. And it's also a good, you know, milk alternative that is shelf stable, even like in your coffee, if you're desperate.
Anything else that you want us to have on hand?
I would say nut butters are another thing that I always have. Peanut butter, almond butter, any sort of interesting butter like cashew butter. I find at my local grocery store a lot. Tahini is also really good. If you need to bake something, but you are still trying to like kind of maintain your health balance, make some bread. I mean, you know, bread is not inherently bad for you. It's just, you know, you don't want to go eat the whole loaf in one sitting. But that's a really great thing to make from scratch at home. You know, a lot of store-bought breads have a ton of preservatives. And if you can make something like that yourself, you'll still feel like you're doing something and it'll be comforting, but, you know, it won't be quite as bad for you.
Yeah. And you don't really need any special equipment.
Oh, no, not at all. Homemade bread is one of the easiest things you can make. And I do actually hope that if anything good comes out of us all staying home, it's that people will all learn how to make their own bread.
And that was Michelle Stark, who's food editor of the Tampa Bay Times, offering some tips for how to eat well during the coronavirus sheltering in place. You can find more food stories and recipes and subscribe to the Zest podcast at... Where else? TheZestPodcast.com.